Okay, it's recording now. Okay. If you want, you can introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Jessica Cho, and I'm a cousin of Sabine.
Okay, great. So, basically the topic of, like, my project is talking about immigration, and so to, like, touch on that, I just wanted to talk about, like, our, like, family, like, history, I guess, and, like, what that experience was like for you specifically, because, like, you are, like, the oldest cousin on, like, my mom's side, and so, because, like, a lot of us grew up here in this area, I was just wondering, like, what your experience was.
I think our family probably has, like, more of an interesting immigration history because so many of us came to immigrate before us, before our family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the second cousins and all of them, they were already established here. And me personally, I was born in Korea, and I actually lived in America when I was a baby for about 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, I had learned Korean from my family, but then went to preschool to learn English. Then around 5 or 6, I moved to Korea, had to relearn Korean, and then moved back at like 9 or 10 and had to relearn English. So it was just a lot of back and forth trying to decide where we wanted to live, because I think mm-hmm. when we were going back and forth, we had some family in Korea, like yourself. I think you guys were still in Korea at that time, because yeah. I don't think you were born yet, because I'm that much older. but we also had a ton of family that were already here, right, including Sarah's family and them. So I think even between me and Davis, he primarily remembers being in America,
mm-hmm.
versus I actually do remember being in, like, first, second, third grade in Korea. So it's kind of this, like, back and forth for me.
Yeah. So you were born in Korea, but then
mm-hmm.
moved here when you were younger. So then was it, like, what were, like, the main reasons, like, that, like, we kind of moved here, and, like, what kind of, like, caused, like, because I know, I think my family also kind of did the same thing, like, my brother and I were born here, and then, like, we were taken back to Korea to live there. At least my brother was. I don't know about...
Yeah.
I don't know about me. Maybe? But, like, what were the main, like, I guess, like, factors that, like, led to, like, those decisions, I guess?
Because I think even my mom did back and forth. She actually was here for a year mm-hmm. in high school for herself. So I think it's just the fact that for everyone involved, Korea is easier mm-hmm. in terms of language, culture, all your other friends and family are there, mm-hmm. right? So I think it's attractive to try to go back. And then the first time I was here, when I was like 1 through 5 or so, my dad was technically still in school,
mm-hmm.
so he was finishing that up. And I think by the end of it, it's like, okay, America's kind of boring, because it is, especially compared to Korean, like Korea. And so they moved back. But around the time that we all moved here in like late 90s,
mm-hmm.
basically is when I moved back, I think like 99 or something.
Mm-hmm.
There was like a financial crash in Korea.
Mm.
Yeah, there was IMF. So financially, it didn't make sense to try to figure stuff out there. And then in addition to that, we already had family who were able to sponsor visas for us.
Mm, okay.
Right. So for me and my mom, versus Davis was born here.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't need that. So there were, and then for you guys were born also in the States.
Yeah.
So there's very little barriers for us to be able to come over here. So mm-hmm. at that point, it was like, all right, try to struggle and figure stuff out in Korea during this like financial crisis, or just move to America and like figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Did our like extended, I guess, like family Did they move here, like, much earlier, or, like, when did they?
So, our uncles went to school here, like, grad school included. So, for them, it made sense to just directly funnel from college, grad school, into work in the States. So, they've just stayed. And then, in terms of, like, our second cousins, I would say majority of them, the aunts and uncles moved here when they were in, like, junior high, high school. And then, so majority of their kids are all born in the States.
So then with, like, kind of, like, almost, like, escaping, like, the financial crisis, like you said, and just kind of going from that, like, do you think, like, our family, like, had any, like, expectations, like, when you guys were first here, or, like, or anything like that, like, coming to America, like, was there anything, like, that you were, like, expecting or hoping to, like, achieve?
So, like, for expectations, like, from living in America?
Yeah, like, yeah, like, moving, like, immigrating. Do you think, like, there was anything, like, you expected to, like, do or, like, dreamed of, like, achieving or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, the whole concept of American dream is true, right? Yeah. I think partly it's because in Korea you have to do the very traditional track of, like, bust your butt off during high school, get to college, and there's only a few colleges that are good because it's such a small country. And then from there, you have to, like, struggle to try to get a job, and trying to live in a middle class in Korea, especially at that time, was kind of hard. Versus in America, there's a lot of stories where there's immigrant parents, and so immigrants grow up very poor. But then by the time second gen comes around, the generational wealth has expanded, like, significantly. So I think that was kind of the expectation. I think even now, you know, I don't know about, I don't know how you feel, but our, I think immigrants' parents don't have, they don't have a retirement fund. Their retirement plan is us, right? So they've invested in us. So we are their retirement plan. And so I think that was, like, always kind of the expectation.
So when, like, well, obviously, like, you were young when you came back here. But, like, what was, like, the employment or, like, work situation, like, for our family? Like, how were, like, they making a living and such?
Yeah, so, because majority of our family members very well-educated, right? Especially had very, like, white-collar jobs in Korea. I don't know if you knew this, but my mom ran an entire, like, you know, Hagwon's, like, Korean after-school programs?
She
ran an entire business. Exactly. And your dad was a banker, like everyone was, like, very highly educated, but coming here, everything's, you gotta start from scratch. So I think my mom has literally done everything under the sun. She's been a waitress, seamstress, ran like weekend markets, ran an entire wholesale business, has done beauty sales type stuff. I don't know, she's done, like, a ton of stuff, like, ton of stuff. And, you know, we complain about, oh, like, the weekend, or and then, you know, me, even as a when I was a resident, having, like, a day off on the weekend was a struggle. But they work literally 7 days a week. Right? And it's just, it's like, how did you do it?
I didn't know that, like, that, because I knew that my dad, like, worked in Korea for a little bit, because I remember my mom, like, mentioning it, like, once. But I didn't... Interesting. Because I think my mom, she went to high school here, I think. Or, no, maybe college. I think it was, like, mainly college or something like that. So I didn't know much about that, so that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, no, your dad is very educated.
Yeah.
He had a very, like, stable job. So for him to actually, you know, work a very stable bank job in Korea and then to come here to do, like, much lower level of work, you know, takes a lot of sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then this was, like, one of, like, the questions that they had. Do you feel that you were welcome, rejected, or ignored?
All of the above, right? Depends on who you talk to, right? Mm-hmm. And where you are,
mm-hmm.
right? I think we were lucky because we just had so many family members here already.
Yeah.
Right? Like, not majority. If you talk to most other immigrant stories, mm-hmm. they're, like, the first ones here trying to establish themselves versus, like, our story is very different.
Mm-hmm.
And, but at the same time, when I moved here, when I was in fourth, fifth, sixth grade,
mm-hmm.
I was in the, I went to school in the, like, outer skirts of Chicago,
mm-hmm.
like, in the city, actually,
mm-hmm.
And then felt very rejected there from, like, other students. And interestingly enough, from even other Korean kids, because at that time, majority of the Korean people who moved to the States were all from Seoul.
Oh.
Or came from money or had enough money or they had the ability to move here and, like, speak enough English to, like, survive, right? Oh. Versus our family, we came from smaller cities like Daegu. Mm-hmm. That was, like, unheard of. Especially because we have saturi, right? Like, the Korean accent.
Yeah.
Right? So, regionally, we stick out to other Koreans.
Mm-hmm.
So, there is not... especially at that time, there was no other Koreans who spoke in a Korean accent.
Yeah.
So, it was not very welcoming because we were considered, like, the hicks.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, not very welcome in that way. And then I moved to a very white suburb. Didn't particularly feel that welcome either.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's still, like, a part of me that feels that way just because of what I do, and there's so few of us in power.
Mm-hmm.
We're, like, a lot of us are now entering the field, but it's still a very, like, misogynistic field.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. So, and then I think culturally people dismiss Asians as the good worker bee.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of true,
like, a little minority
bit. Yeah, where you're kind of ignored in that way.
Yeah.
So it just varies because of, I don't know, I feel like I've had multiple stages of my life. Like, I don't think I've stayed anywhere more than, like, 4 or 5 years at a time. So mm-hmm. for me, like, if you ask me any question, it's always, like, depends on when you...
Yeah, like, when
you,
where...
What time of my life you want to talk about. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. When we, like, or, like, our family, or maybe yours, like, I know that, like, at some point, like, because, like, part of our family, like, lives in, like, Wisconsin. So, mm-hmm. like, was that... when was that? Like, I'm so confused.
That was when our grandparents were probably in their, like, 20s.
Mm.
Like, 20s, 30s. So, let's see. Probably back in the 60s?
Hmm.
Maybe even earlier?
Oh.
Yeah, because my mom was born in the 60s, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
so was mine.
Because what happened was, do you know about this? The great one of our aunts married some, like, white army guy who was like from Wisconsin. Did you not know this?
No. I tell you, I don't know anything. I thought this was like
a well-known thing. I'm sorry.
Continue.
Oh, okay. So there were a ton of army people who from the States who went to Korea, right? And so one of our great aunts ended up marrying one of the guys, and he's from Wisconsin. So she married him and became a, you know, like came with the visa and everything through that way. And then, you know, started having a family here. And then slowly with like family visa, because visas were in regards to family was a little bit looser than, it was not as strict back in the day. So over time, slowly, she basically brought everyone over. Yeah, so like would extend visa to another person, and then that person would be able to extend visa to another person. Yeah, and like so on and so forth. And our majority, so grandma has what, like 5-6 siblings or something like that, right?
But she had like 8, yeah.
Like, yeah, something a lot, and I don't know. So they all pretty much settled in Wisconsin initially when they all initially moved here.
Yeah.
And I think eventually we've kind of spread apart. So I think my mom, when she was briefly here for about a year when she was like 14, 15, I think they were in Wisconsin, I'm pretty sure.
That makes sense.
And then, but the second time when grandma like finally moved here and like established here and our uncles were here like studying, blah, 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 like all these things. Our grandma is very particular.
I've heard this.
So she wanted to specifically live in a big city.
Yeah, I heard that.
So she just did not like the concept of her children growing up as like hicks. So she specifically chose Chicago. And that's kind of how we all ended up in the suburbs up here.
She would.
Yeah, right?
She would. That's so her. The
like, best way to describe her is she's very particular.
So true. That's so her.
Yeah.
She's her own person.
Yeah.
Do you have...
What do you remember about our family reunions?
I only... Okay, I remember... Let's see. Honestly, I only remember, like, that one where I was, like, really... I think I was, like, maybe in, like... I was either entering middle school or, like... Yeah, I think I might have, like, been, like, this... It was, like, the summer after, like, fifth grade or something. Like, I remember we had, like, a barbecue, and that was when I met Julia.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
And then I can't remember if we went... another time or if it was the same year that that our second cousin was getting married. I think that might have been
I think that was a different year.
I think that was a different year too.
Yeah.
But like those are like the two like main I feel like gatherings that I remember.
Yeah. So at this point we have cousins literally everywhere.
Yeah.
Like we've spread apart, and even in Chicago, I remember, you know, going to a grocery store and being like, my mom talking to someone random, and I'm like, oh, who was that? It's like, oh yeah, that's your cousin. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
But it's our extended cousin.
Like, how do you recognize them? Like, how do you know?
I don't know them just because it's like, our family's just so big.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know. And I don't know if you have ever you know, there were a bunch of cousins there who looked super white.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're quarter Korean.
Mm-hmm.
That came from the family that the aunt, the great aunt that married the guy. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
See, like, when I went there, I was just so confused because I was like, is this a family gathering? Like, so confused.
Yeah.
And like I was like asking my mom after, and she's like, yeah, like they're like basically all related to you. I was like, in what way? Like, in what way? Because at that point, like, I like only really knew like her like nephews and nieces and whatnot. And I like barely even know like my dad's side of the family. So I was like, really, like, what? Who are you people? So I think that was like definitely like a oh moment where I was like, oh.
Yeah,
like
for there. Sure.
And then
for
she sure. had to like explain to me like who they were, like in terms of like relation. And like obviously my mom doesn't care to know like whether they're my second cousin or not or whatever. So I literally had to like go on the internet and be like, okay, so like if they're your mom's cousin's like child, like what are they to you? Okay, that's a go on a
full. No, so the thing is the way we talk about cousins is different than the way Americans describe it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right? So I didn't know this until I had to look it up a couple of years ago. I think we generally, anyone that's like a generation above us, they're just all aunts and uncles, all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Versus I think in America, they're like second cousin removed.
Yeah, or removed some something. Sort of, you know, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it's because we have a very hierarchical like type of culture.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so you have to speak in a very respectful way to anyone that's like older. So, and you like a generation older are all aunts and uncles.
Yeah,
yeah.
that was definitely like a oh, I have more to.
Let me show you this because I think you were very young, so I don't know that you remember this. Yeah. So this photo is like the funniest photo because that's me.
Mm-hmm.
Cousin Amanda, who's half,
mm-hmm.
and then this dude's a quarter Korean, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know why I find it so funny, but yeah, right?
It's just less and less.
And then you try to explain to someone that these are my cousins, and people are like, "What do you mean?
What do you mean? Like, you mean like your second cousin, like 15th removed? Like, no, just my cousin."
Yeah. And then everyone else, they're like, oh, second cousins, like they're like, I barely know my first cousins, versus we are all just like everybody,
just
like
everyone's cousin,
like everybody. Yeah, yeah, everyone's related.
I wonder if
do you have these photos. I'll send them to you.
Send them to me. No, I don't send them
to
me.
I'll send you a bunch of these.
To be honest though, like I wonder like if I've ever like encountered like anyone like ever. I think I might have that one, but send it to me instead in case.
Yeah.
But I wonder, like, if I've ever just, like, been, like, walking down the street, like, anywhere, and, like, I could have just, like, passed by, like, one of my cousins, like, or someone. Like, I just wonder. Because I, like, don't know anyone, so it's, like...
So I thought our family was really big, right? Because it looks big, right?
Mm-hmm.
But actually, one of my friends who's Chinese... Her family network is, like, way bigger, way more international, like, way, like bigger, which is crazy, right? So she's like, I refuse to date other Asian people because what if you end up dating your cousin by complete accident? So she's like, I refuse to date other Chinese people.
Mm. I mean, better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of hilarious.
Okay, moving on to the next question. Well, it's not really a question, but I guess it's just more... It's kind of, like, vague, but, like, describe some of your most memorable moments so far. Immigration-wise, I guess.
That's like hard. I guess I think my med school graduation.
Mm-hmm.
I say that because like all the family came through, right? Like literally all of them came through. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you knew this, but grandma has like literally like third grade education.
I did not.
Yeah. Do you know much about like grandma at all?
No, just her now.
Okay. Like now. All right. So I'll explain, and I think it'll make more sense why I say my graduation. Because, so first of all, grandma was born in Japan.
What? Why was she born in Japan?
Do you feel like you're learning so much about our family right now?
When I told you, I, like, knew nothing. Like,
yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. So, she was born there because I think right around that time, her parents, mm-hmm. so our great-grandparents, mm-hmm. Were kind of, like, semi-struggling in Korea. So, then they moved to Japan mm-hmm. to build wealth.
Okay.
And then the craziest thing, so she was born there because mm-hmm. of it. But for her, she doesn't remember much. So mm-hmm. some of the other great aunts like remember like a little bit of Japanese, mm-hmm. but our grandma doesn't remember much because I think she was like one or two. And okay. So they were immigrating back to, oh my gosh, this is a crazy story. Buckle up. So they were immigrating back to Korea on a boat. Mm-hmm. But at that time, you know, it's not like you can easily just deposit money and then like take it out like internationally.
Yeah.
And it's a little more complicated.
Mm-hmm.
So, they had all their life savings on them physically.
On the boat?
Yeah. Oh. With them. Okay. And then there were pirates.
No.
And then stole all their money. And then they landed in Korea poor.
So it kind of just feels like a fictional story now.
Right? Isn't that crazy?
I don't think that's real.
So in Korea, you also have to pay to go to school.
Yeah.
So for her, you know, there were like 8 of them. Or honestly, sometimes like, I'm like, are there 5? Are there 8? Like, it's kind of confusing because I think one of them died at some point.
Yeah, I heard one of them.
So they, like, never talk about
it. My mom said that, like, one of them, like, died in a car accident or something.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, like, very hush-hush in terms of how many siblings they have.
Yeah.
It's very confusing. But, yeah, so they, you know, there's so many of them. And for you to go to school, you have to pay the school, and then they're not going to invest in women, girls at that point.
Yeah.
Right? So grandma only finished third grade education.
Okay.
Yeah, and then she, did you know that you knew that she had an arranged marriage, right? No?
No.
Oh my god. You literally...
I know nothing.
So, you know, I think a lot of them grew up on a farm.
Yeah.
So they did a lot of farm work. So that's
makes
why she
sense.
Knows so much about, you know, gardening and everything.
Gardening, yeah.
And then a bunch of our second cousins who, like, live up in Wisconsin, a bunch of them have farms.
Farm.
Because they know how to do that. And so grandma, I think she was considered, like, a spinster because she was, like, 20 and single or something like that.
Mm.
Because at that point, you know, they got married really young.
Yeah.
And so she, apparently grandpa came by to, like, take a look at grandma before they got married, but grandma didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So they officially met on the day they got married.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Does that explain their relationship now?
Yeah.
So it, like, makes sense? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's that. And then... And even for grandma, she had 4 kids.
Mm, yeah.
And my mom and Kyungsoo Samson, they're only a year apart.
Mm-hmm.
So in Korea, for you to go to school, you have to sometimes go really far away. So even if you're like 14 or something like that, you'll just go live somewhere else sometimes. Mm. So my mom and uncle, Kyungsoo's uncle, they like lived in an apartment by themselves. At some point.
Oh.
Yeah. And then, like, went to school. And then my mom, being the girl, had to cook, clean, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom went to school, but I think it was, like, a trade school. Versus both uncles got to go to college and grad school.
Mm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think mom finished like trade school, but I think it was technically a college. But I'm honestly, I don't know the exact technicality of it, but but then she still, so grandma also ran a very successful like real estate business back in the day, I think, in Korea.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's a very savvy businesswoman with like no education.
Mm-hmm.
My mom also ran a business at some point too, right? And then mm-hmm. like also came here and like ran a business here in the States too, mm-hmm. on top of running one in Korea, having only gone to like trade school.
Mm-hmm.
They actually invested college towards my dad, which, you know, mistakes, but regardless, it's like the level of education and the level of investment in women's education
mm-hmm.
is like a very recent thing.
Mm.
It's pretty much our generation. It started with our generation. So like for them to come to my graduation is like, especially in med school, like, oh mm-hmm. my gosh, what a big deal.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
Very cute.
Yeah, so it just kind of felt, I don't know, I think just kind of having grandma stand by my side, I don't know. Yeah, it was, I think, yeah.
Understandable. Okay, we have about 13 minutes remaining on this, so we're gonna go like quick speed around,
just because you probably didn't know so much of it.
Yeah, that, like... I was like, but all honestly, right, like,
round,
I'd rather know all of that than,
yeah, sorry,
it let's makes go. Sense.
Speed round.
Okay, okay, like, you don't have to answer some of these because they're kind of like weird. What has been the most difficult part about becoming an American?
Learning that there's a separate subgroup of Korean dash American.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if you understand
like,
what
like
I mean
which
by that,
specific, like, be more specific about that, I guess.
So there is like American, there's Korean, and then I don't know if you've noticed, but Korean Americans mm-hmm. have their own separate culture that is not American.
Yeah.
And that is not Korean.
Mm-hmm.
So, because initially I felt like I was not American and felt rejected.
Mm-hmm.
But then at some point you learn that there's a separate whole Korean American culture
yeah.
that non-Korean Americans can't partake in.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we're like excluding them from that specific culture.
Yeah.
So it took me a while to like understand that. But once I did, I think I kind of,
mm-hmm.
it was kind of like a relief. I don't know.
Yeah. What, if anything, would you most like to change about your life in the United States?
Not too much, personally.
Okay.
Not too much, yeah.
Do you have any opinions about the national conversation going on right now about immigration policy?
Yes.
Mm.
I am obviously very annoyed by the current status of, you know, limiting immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
They make up the backbone of society, especially because, you know, they do all the work that no one else wants to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the way that we're separating kids from their families, I think is horrendous. Mm-hmm. The way we're treating everyone, I think is just, I don't know. Like, all of it, I'm just very unhappy with it.
Yeah. Do you know if any of our relatives were in the Korean War?
I don't know. I think they were slightly too young.
Maybe.
Except our aunt, that one aunt, maybe. Because I think the husband, the white husband, came during the Korean War, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, what are your thoughts on AAPI month? And do you do anything special?
I love AAPI month. Okay. Okay, this is embarrassing to say on camera, but I've been trying to post a lot of content about Asian health in America. So, yeah.
Okay. On what platform?
On TikTok. On TikTok.
I feel like you should specify that, you know? Very important.
Yeah, because I think there's a lot of stuff that's very specific to us that's not very well known, and it's like a big deal because it, you know, has to do with our health.
Yeah, especially
Mainly.
I like love like TikTok, not because like of course like it's such like a like teen like Gen Z platform, but like I think like there's like a lot of like informational things that people can learn, and it's so nice to be able to see that like a variety of people can be like so informational on one topic, which I enjoy.
Yeah, I like it.
Would you say that hate crimes are still highly prevalent today?
Yes. I mean, so you know how I like lived in New York for a few years? Like after I left, especially with the whole pandemic, it was like crazy. Like my friends are straight up scared for their lives. Like one of them who normally commutes like with train to work, I think felt so like frightened for her life. She ended up having to rent a car for a few weeks and like just blow a bunch of money on that because she just felt unsafe.
I mean, oh yeah, you still live in LA. And so like I know that there were like a couple of like decades back, like there was like riots or something with
LA riot.
I mean, do you think like we're like past that sort of thing, or like I don't know, like what are your thoughts like now, 'cause like you live there and stuff?
What do you mean by past
Or
that?
like just like I guess like in general, like especially like with the pandemic, I know like there was like a lot of like Asian hate, and then like that like kind of elevated into like hate crimes. And so I guess like, I mean, you already kind of said like your answer, but like do you think like anything has really like changed from that, I guess?
No, I think it's just more apparent now. I think it's just very clear in this political climate and then with the pandemic, you know.
And then do you know like the specific years that we immigrated to the US, or
I don't know about
or like
when,
time-ish?
like, I mean, I know when I moved here, but I don't know when. I just know that you guys moved afterwards. Like, I initially moved here in 90, moved back in like 95, and then moved back when I was like 99 or something like that. 1999.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I think.
I think the original great grandma, I'm pretty sure, was like, I don't know, like 60s or something.
Wait, that's not the great aunt. No, that is the. Or no, is that
The
the.
great aunt that married the dude from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Probably early 60s, if not earlier. It might
Okay.
have been like right after the war, actually.
Was she the first one? Or no? Or was
Yeah.
it. Okay. And then. So you mentioned like visas. Like, what's the difference between like I guess like a green card or like a visa? 'Cause. And like, what do like we have, I guess, or are they the same or whatever?
I think we use them interchangeably. But visas can be shorter, right? Like there's like some that are visas that are short term visas versus I think when we colloquially talk about green cards, it's more like us trying to move here, establish our like life here and like potentially on the road to becoming a citizen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think. I don't know. I'm kind of
yeah, that's
extrapolating.
Okay. Okay, we have like 5-ish minutes left, so we can really talk about anything now. I don't know. I guess, like, do you have any, like, extra comments or, like, anything that you feel like I didn't touch on or things that you want to add, I guess?
I feel like we covered a lot of ground, especially because I didn't realize you didn't know a lot of it that, like, nobody has really told you.
Mm-hmm.
Which, actually, that's a comment I want to make. The fact that, like, grandma just, like, doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Right? They just, like, don't want to talk about the past, but the past is very, like, important to know, but they just, like, don't want to tell us.
Yeah.
Right? So, it's very frustrating, actually.
Yeah. I think, like, a lot of the things, like, you told me in the past, like, 40 minutes, like, explains, like, a lot about, like, I guess our family, and even then, like, it's not even just grandma, it's also my mom, because she's just kind of, like, it's not that important, and I'm like,
yeah,
I'm like, okay, yeah. And I'm like, at one point, I was like, can you, like, draw me a family tree, and she's like, that's a lot of work, and like, you won't even meet a lot of them anyways. I'm like, okay. So, yeah.
I think part of it's, like, I think part of it's, I think grandma particularly doesn't like to highlight the fact that she's not very educated technically.
Mm, yeah.
Because she considers herself a very capable woman, and she is, yeah. Mm-hmm. But she's technically not very well educated.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think she likes the fact that for other people to know that. And then I don't know if you've noticed, but you know how she's always like, we need to look presentable.
Mm, yeah.
You know how other grandmas are like, as long as you're nice and blah blah blah, yeah. Like whatever's in on the inside. No, not our grandma.
Mm-mm. No,
the outside matters too.
Yeah.
So I think that has a lot to do with like how much she didn't have growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it expands even their diet, because I've tried to talk to them so much about their like diabetes. I don't. Yeah. So they have a lot of medical problems.
Mm, yeah.
Diabetes. I'm pretty sure one of them has like AFib and is on like anticoagulation meds and has had heart attacks and
yeah.
All these things.
Mm-hmm.
And then they like don't want to tell me about it.
Yeah.
And I had to like figure out some stuff on my own, but she doesn't even tell me the history of all that. And then, but she grew up in such a food scarce time,
mm-hmm.
that for her, the fatty, the meat, the pork, all of that is, I think she makes association that that is good food.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. Versus we know it to be unhealthy, yeah. But for her, it's like nutrient dense food.
Yeah. And I think that just like kind of gets like all mixed up with like all the other like, I guess like Korean like dishes. Cause like, you know, like there are like a lot of like, I guess like healthier dishes. I think it can just kind of like with that, so
yeah.
Mm. Interesting. But I do, yeah, I do see that a lot. I mean, she, like you said, like she is very particular, so it makes sense like why she'd be like, you know, we need to look this way. I mean, she's always kind of like, oh, like you look prettier this way, or like, you know, she's always commenting on that. But
yeah. And, like, and partially it's just, like, the Korean culture, period.
Yeah.
It's not even them commenting to say anything negative or positive. It's literally just, like, a comment. Like, oh, you're wearing glasses.
It's, like...
It's just, like, a matter of fact.
It's just, like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's just a comment. Like, literally a comment. Yeah.
It's just a comment she'll make.
Yeah. But I think grandma probably is probably more particular than the other grandmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's different. She's just unique in that way.
Okay. Yeah.
There are like 20 seconds left, so I'm just going to end it now.
Okay.
Wait.
You should ask your mom about her.
I should. She might not.
The fact that she went to Art Institute of Chicago, I think it's mad cool.
I do too. Yeah. She doesn't talk about it much, but.
Yeah.